This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
John Stossel recently did a video on the COVID deception. The reason for his latest documentary was the release of Senator Rand Paul's book, Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. He began the video by asking us to remember when the senator accused Dr. Anthony Fauci of funding China's Wuhan virus lab. Fauci replied, "Senator Paul, you do not know what you're talking about." Stossel says the media loved it. Vanity Fair smirked. Fauci once again forced to basically call Rand Paul a sniveling moron. He then notes that the magazine changed its view and admitted, in major shift, NIH admits funding risky virus research in Wuhan. Paul might have been onto something. Well, what about the idea that the virus came from a lab leak? At the time, this was portrayed as a conspiracy theory. Now you have the FBI, the Department of Energy, and many others accepting the idea that the laboratory was the source. Rand Paul reminds us, three people in the Wuhan lab got sick with a virus of unknown origin in November 2019. Also, the Wuhan lab is 1,000 kilometers away from where bats live. The funding for gain-of-function research went to EcoHealth Alliance, run by zoologist Peter Drazik. Before the pandemic, he dragged about combining coronaviruses in Wuhan. Once the pandemic broke out, he was less eager to talk about these experiments. John Stossel observed, "The media is weirdly uncurious about this." Rand Paul responded, "We have a disease that killed maybe 16 million people, and they're not curious about how we got it. I know you may not have time to read the book, but it's worth a few minutes of your time to watch the video of the COVID deception." I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.